It's the 76th episode of the Elite Cosplay
Podcast. No, it's the 77th.
I'm
Last
Holly.
Week was 76.
Last week was 75th. I literally just looked at it.
Oh. You see, my sweater is right there hanging on the coat rack.
Yeah, I told him he couldn't wear Holly his red sweater today because he's worn it the last 2 weeks.
In a row.
Yeah.
Because it's cold. It's winter
time. It is cold,
now.
But now it's hot because we had the heater on. I know, in Seattle it suddenly got cold. It was just like...
I think everywhere it suddenly got cold.
True. Yeah. What's our website for holiday cards?
2016 card.
Okay. EliteCosplay.com/2016 card if you want a Christmas card from us.
Holiday card. Seasonal card.
Oh, sorry. Season's greetings.
Hebrew card. No, wait. Sorry. That's called Hanukkah. I'm sorry. It was the H in my head and my brain went to Hebrew and not Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa. So, Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate.
Festivus. Whatever.
Yeah. We're supposedly getting them tomorrow. If you haven't yet, you still have a chance. You could also just email us at info@elitecosplay.com. Some of you did that to give us our address.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I can't track it when it's not in the form.
But that was an option. You filled out a form.
Thank you.
Some of you did the email. So we appreciate it. You guys will have fun. We had an interesting time taking it.
Taking what? You mean creating the card, the experience.
Can we talk about what we searched for all day?
Sure.
So.
I don't remember.
So, well, the salmon.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
So we were doing a theme. Seattle
is the theme.
Is known for I put it away.
Oh.
It's half the people listen to the audio portion, so it would not be helpful to show the salmon.
But then I can describe and hold the salmon.
So Seattle's known for salmon. That I don't if you guys didn't know that, that's kind of the thing if you think
we
about
literally
Seattle.
Have an airplane flight that goes when the salmon run starts that goes from Alaska down to here to bring us the freshest salmon.
Wow. But yeah, so I was like, oh, we should get a salmon plushie and put it in the photo. So we went down to Pike Place, which is where all the tourists are. And it's like there's all these shops that are like Seattle and they have like ugly t-shirts and crap. And so all these shops have plushies. And I'm like, sweet, this should not be a problem. If it's not a salmon, at least like a fish. Because, you know, there's a lot of fishing going on up here. It was like 100% crabs and or octopodes.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on. And I was like, I'm in the store. And I'm like this angry lady next to all these Thanksgiving tourists. And I'm like, where the fuck is a salmon? Kevin found one.
You can thank Deadliest Catch for the crabs, I think. Because some of the boats are from down here.
I thought they were all in Alaska. I don't know. It was just a bunch of crabs. And I was like, yes, we have crabs, but...
not but, Holly, but...
But...
But me.
But, like, we're not known for that, so it was just really angering. But anyways, Kevin asked some guy at a store we were at, and he was just like, man, I'm just looking for, like, a salmon. And so we got a...
Oven mitt
that is in the shape of a salmon that's about, you know, it's
yes,
big enough. I was gonna say it's about the size
big.
Of a salmon, but it's much smaller than a salmon.
Yeah, it's a trout, if anything. A big trout.
Yeah. So we ended up getting that. So now we just have a salmon oven mitt forever. But
very expensive salmon, so oven mitt.
$12?
Yeah.
I don't know. How much are oven mitts?
Oven
I don't
mitt
even
can't
know.
Can't be more than like
couple bucks?
$7-$8. It's double. I would imagine this novelty made in China salmon
costs.
Mitt is probably double the cost of an oven
Hey, they
mitt.
Had two colors of salmons, okay? It was very...
Let's throw some quotes around salmon. I'm pretty sure we have a trout. I mean, salmon are not attractive fish by any means.
So I wasn't surprised they didn't have a salmon plushie, but still.
But they had
we went to so many stores.
They had octopus.
Well, yeah. Because there's the octopuses. I don't like that
octopodes.
Saying a plural.
Octopodes is technically.
See, octopodes sounds so weird. Anyways.
You can thank old English for that. They hang out
at the pier underneath the docks. There's that crazy one at the aquarium that keeps escaping.
Yes, they're smart.
Anyways, moving on. So if you want one, go fill out the form.
Yes, EliteCosplay.com/2016card. Or you can email us at info@EliteCosplay.com.
Correctamundo. So
Oh, we forgot to buy our Black Friday tickets from Anime Expo. Whoops.
We did.
Whoops.
We were buying a lot of stuff, though, because the Steam sale was happening. Kevin got Overwatch.
Did get Overwatch.
That's not part of Steam, but...
Right, but it was Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
You got Witcher.
I got Witcher 3. Oh, and Amnesia. Ugh. Which is a Tomei game.
Yeah, Holly disappeared for a week playing that thing.
I didn't... It was like 3 days.
Straight.
Yep. I wanted to finish it, and I didn't even finish...
24 straight
Did you know I didn't even finish it because I didn't do all the bad endings and the normal endings. That one character had 7 bad endings.
Did you get the good ending?
I just did all the good endings.
Oh. Wait, how do you know you got a good ending? So, for those who don't know, Amnesia is a...
I said it's an Atome game.
And also a...
Visual anime? Novel? Oh, well, right? It was originally the game, okay. And then they turned it into an anime. Yes, it's an anime. You can watch it on Crunchyroll. I watched the anime like 2 years ago, and then didn't play the game because it wasn't released in English yet. Right. It just got released in English like a year ago. So
it's one of the most expensive games, I think.
It was $5.
It's $30 normally.
Oh, full price, yeah. But for the Steam sale, it was like $5.
Yeah.
So worth it. Okay.
But it was also $30 on Android, which is really weird. 32, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. But, okay, I'll put it in this way. Mystic Messenger, it's the same
concept.
Style, but not you're not texting people. Yeah, I forgot what to say. Oh, it's really sad, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like, I was, like, you have to do it in a certain order to get to the last guy.
No.
Because you have to complete all the 4 guys to get the 5th guy, because he's not unlocked. And you get to the 5th guy, and his story is just, like, heartbreaking, and I was just like, oh.
Now, is it because it's like a visual novel, you get to kind of pick
choose your route,
so is it painfully clear what the good endings, like the selections for the good endings?
In a lot of games they are. In Amnesia, it's really ambiguous.
Okay,
so if you want to play it, you should probably whip out a guide. But I guess to make the ending even more sad than it was for me, you should do like all the endings, because then you can like see what he goes through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This seems difficult.
Yeah. And yesterday, there's mini games you had to play, because I wanted to get some achievements. So I played Rock, Paper, Scissors.
3 hours later.
No, it took me 20 minutes.
We forgot to film a podcast yesterday. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. What do we do?
Yeah, I wasn't
doing that last night.
Uh-huh.
I was planning our Europe trip. Okay, Anime Expo. Okay, so they were doing the Black Friday sale last week, and they said something really ambiguous. I don't know who runs their social media. They're ambiguous a lot, but it said something about, like, pick up your badge a day early. And I was like, what the flip does that mean? So I went on their website, and then I got confused more because I didn't see the negative sign. Okay, so we talked about how there's going to be a day zero at Anime Expo. You can pay extra for it, or if you have a like super badge,
you... Wait, you mean the day negative one?
No, listen.
Okay.
Day zero. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is usually the day you pick up the badges, right. You hang out, it's really chill. Some people cosplay, but not really.
There's nothing going on.
Maybe there's like one event and like people go to that. But since they're doing the day zero, which is like a mini con, now they're having a day negative one, which is the badge, which can be a badge pickup day. So technically now we're having 2 days before the con actually really starts.
Wow.
Where you're doing all this stuff.
Wow. Seems
so negative one is on Thursday, and it goes from noon to 11 p.m. You can pick up your badge anytime within those 11 hours. And then day zero is open 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. So, I mean... There's already no line because they figured their shit out the past couple years.
Since that 1 year where everything broke. But
that's what I'm saying, the past couple years. It's been a couple years since that happened.
Really?
Yes, 2 years ago. A couple years.
All right. That's, well, when you...
No, the last 2 years we've been able to get our badges. Working? So it's been 3 years ago now.
Okay. Wow.
Time. Yeah, so now you can, I guess... I guess if you want to go to day zero and you're not from LA, I guess you would show up on day negative one, but I don't see a lot of like non-locals going to day negative one.
Well, I mean, it'd be hard to justify anybody to go to day negative one. That's 2 days before the con goes. Yeah. So that's 2 extra hotel days.
Yeah. That's, I mean, most people show up
an extra $1,600. Wait, never mind.
What?
Sorry.
What hotel are you staying at?
$400. I'm sorry.
I want to stay in an 800 at a night room.
No, like anyways, we did last year.
Also, Fanime Expo, or not, did you hear what? Fanime Expo.
Yeah.
That's combo. Fanime opened up their registration. Ooh. Suddenly. They don't give any warning, and I think they do it on purpose because otherwise their servers will crash or something, but they were basically like, tomorrow the badges will come out and you have to get your badge to get in line for the hotel rooms like they did last year. So people were like, ah!
Oh, so you have to be an attendant.
Remember? They did that last year. Yeah. So it was like, in whatever order you get your registration is like the order you'll be released to the hotel blocks.
Okay.
So first come, first serve on all sorts of things.
Hmm.
Also, I mean, we did Airbnb the last time we went. So if you can't get in, do that.
Yeah.
It's just as cheap.
And they have okay transportation, so.
Yeah, they have a light rail, which is, I don't know, worked for us.
Yeah, we stayed, yeah.
We stayed
just outside right outside of downtown.
Oh, I got to get the email for that one, so I'm behind on that one.
Uh-oh.
Kevin and I, we live down the street from a place in Seattle. It used to be called the EMP, which stands for the Experience Music Project. So it was a lot of music-type things.
Jimi Hendrix, a lot of costumes. He's from here in Seattle.
Yeah, Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Stuff like that. That's how it started, and then it kind of, like, morphed. In the past couple years, they've been doing more, like, just pop culture stuff. So they've had, like, a Star Trek exhibit, a fantasy exhibit.
Hello Kitty that Kevin and I went to.
That was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
We went to, like, an opening party. It was pretty cool.
Doctor Who.
Fantasy stuff. Kind of just pop culture. Almost, they have horror, like, nerdy kind of things. And so they recently changed their name to MoPop.
Which is the modern
something pop culture. I don't know. It stands for basically pop culture instead of
Museum of Pop Culture. Haha, MoPop. Got it.
And so they had a free day to kind of promote the new name. And so Kevin and I walked over and went. And they had a fashion exhibit there. And it's called...
Wow.
It's called Wow. World of Wearable Art. I did not know this existed. So I don't know if you guys know it. But it's this thing that happens in New Zealand every year. And I'm just going to say, like, glaze over it. Like, you can submit your, like, costume. But they're, like, crazy costumes. Like, these crazy ideas that are, like, super unique and so crazy. And you could submit it, and they'll invite you to come do, like, a fashion show as part of, like, this big show. And there's, like, dancing involved and, like, weird effects. I don't know. They showed the video while we were there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not cosplay, but it had a lot of
elements of
cosplay. And it was really cool.
It was really cool.
I mean, there was stuff made out of wood, like huge dresses made out of, like, really thin pieces of wood.
Fiberglass.
There was one that was, like, laser cut to look like a chapel of, like, a European, like, Notre Dame kind of style.
Hanging off the butt of the person wearing it. I don't even know how. It probably weighed a lot. It was, like, wood and felt.
There was stuff that was, like, looked like a horse. I mean, it was crazy. And it just... I don't know, like, some of it reminded me of cosplay, and I know a lot of cosplayers are into, like, costume design or fashion design.
Yeah.
So if any of you guys are into that, it's called the World of Wearable Art.
It's in New Zealand.
It's in New Zealand, and they take anybody if
apparently that's the capital of New Zealand.
Is that? Oh, there, it just says that on the pamphlet. It happens between late September and mid-October every year, so it just passed. Yes. But you guys
probably next year they'll probably be opening it up.
Yeah, you guys should check it out.
It's really cool.
It's really, really cool.
Really well done.
If you don't want to participate, at least just to look at I'm sure there's videos online of these shows. It was like, I don't know, it blew my mind.
Just throw it down.
What?
Oh no, you just threw it down. I picked it back up to look at it. they have internships and stuff like that. So, like, if you're really good at costume design and stuff, I'm sure they can probably.
I mean, if you want to go to New Zealand.
Well, no, I think one of them was for, like, studios in LA and stuff like that. They were talking about the internships that they have connections with. And I can imagine, like, if you're a really good costume designer or a really good seamstress or something like that, I'm sure they'll look for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
So check it out. It's super cool. Amazing.
This is a pamphlet for Wellington, not for the WOW.
I know.
Because it says 45 direct flights to us per week if you want to go to Wellington.
Only 45? Is that a lot or is that little?
That's a week. That's very low. But it's an island. It's New Zealand, so you'd have to fly.
But Lord of the Rings, come on.
Right.
Anyways, do you know MSI? It's a company.
The company?
A gaming.
Yeah.
What you do they make? Hardware?
They have hardware. We have MSI stuff.
What do they make? Anything? A
graphics card. Oh, they make graphics cards? My computer. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I knew it was a computer company.
Yeah, that's why when you said MSI, I was like, okay, that's
It's also
territory.
A band.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Well, no, that's mindless self-indulgence. Yes, it is. Ha-ha, sorry. teenage Kevin.
I could hear your brain. I know, I listened to them a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I can't believe I listened to this.
So metal.
And I know it's kind of silly. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter. Someone sent this to us on Twitter. Let me get their name because. I don't want to.
I can explain what.
Pen and Needle cosplay. Jen, thank you. She tagged us with this article on Twitter and was like, "Has this ever happened to you? Did you read about this?" Or why are you saying I know what this is?
Well, I know what that image is.
You've seen this image?
Not that image. I know what the backpack she's wearing it is.
Oh. Anyways. Okay. So, MSI, the computer company, took a photo of a cosplayer that a cosplay photographer took. And it's of Rosie the Riveter type cosplay. And MSI took the photo without permission. Photoshopped a backpack.
It's a VR gaming backpack, so it's for VR headsets. So it's a laptop, so then you don't have to be tethered to a computer when you're wearing your VR goggles.
I never realized that. So we're just going to be walking around with all these backpacks now.
And our VR goggles and just ignoring
and
people.
And then in 20 years, we're going to laugh that we're hauling around these fatty-ass backpacks VR.
It's better than being linked to a computer, right? Anyways, that's the point of it.
So they took this photo without permission, photoshopped a backpack on it, photoshopped a Ghostbusters logo on her sleeve, and a VR handset onto her arm. It looks like on her hand.
That's the controller. The Vive controller. Yeah. I think.
Without permission, and just did all this, and then uploaded it like it's an ad for their system or whatever. Okay. So the cosplayer and the photographer involved are taking them to court in Georgia.
Sure.
They said it was taken without their permission. It appeared on MSI's websites and social media accounts and was retweeted by Intel and its 45,000 followers. The image has since been removed. The case accuses MSI of knowingly and with the intent to enable, conceal, and facilitate copyright infringement. Both the photographer and the cosplayer are seeking damages. MSI's response in court is based on the argument that the company lacked knowledge of information sufficient to form a belief that the truth of the allegations and therefore denies them.
Sure. So what I bet happened is it got contracted out to a third party and then the third party did it. And then so... And that's why they're probably
MSI is saying we didn't know.
Yeah, we just put it up there because the person we hired did it and they gave it to us.
We thought it was a stock image that we paid for something.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing happened.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens.
But,
or they did a contest that said submit a photo of blah, 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 and then they retweeted it. So, yeah, I mean, it happens a lot.
It does.
They'll probably get $15,000 out of it.
It's not very fair or nice. I don't want to I don't know. You know, MSI could also just be covering their asses, and it could have been their in-house graphic designer that did it. But it's happened before with someone. I think the Sci-Fi Channel took someone's images without the photographer's permission. And I can't remember what happened, but the photographer ended up winning and got some money from it, actually.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It does suck. I think about it sometimes when we upload our images online. I'm is this going to get, cropped? Because there's a lot of, it's not to this level, but, cosplay sharing sites. Some of them are fine, and they'll tag both the cosplayer and the photographer and keep the logo in and whatever else. Some of them will crop it and, tag one or the other or none. like I think Marvel or something retweeted or upload someone's images and then just didn't tag anybody. Mm. And so it sucks for both people because there could be, you know, possible likes from that or exposure, you know, sure. Especially when someone as big as like Marvel retweets or something, your stuff.
Why you shouldn't take anything for free. Even if Marvel says, oh, we took it down. Don't take that. You can sue them. You can get 10,000-15,000 like this case right here.
From a Facebook photo?
That one,
this,
yeah.
No, this one is crazier because they like photo. I don't know.
That's easy. $10,000 to $15,000.
That's crazy to me. But it happens all the time, and it happens a lot in the cosplay community because There's a lot of great photos out there. There's a lot of great costumes out there, and people want their own likes, so they take them for themselves.
Sure. Yeah. DMCA takedown notice. It's your friend. Don't be abusing it. Do it when it's right. No. But.
I always, and like, if it's something small, like a cosplay sharing site, I'll usually just be like, hey, can you, if they didn't tag us, I'll be like, hey, can you tag us? Or sometimes they'll tag us and not the cosplayer. And I'm like, can you tag the cosplayer?
Yeah.
I'll give them about 24 hours and then they typically get it done.
You're too nice about everything, Holly. Welcome to America. Getting sued.
I mean, it's like, we were published in, what is that, Cosmode magazine in Japan, and no credit. I mean, you know, but it's in a different country, so I don't even know how we would even begin to, like, fight
it.
Well,
it that's a different discussion for a different day. I could explain that, what happened there.
What?
Well, we need to do more explicit explaining of copyright to the cosplayers when we release the photos. You just kind of plop them out there on the website. And then call it a day. But you need to explain to people. If you're going to be putting it in something, let us know. And then we can give you the right paperwork, the copyright release forms and things like that. And then we
I don't know if that's... It doesn't matter because I ended up... I bought the magazine and cut out the image. Yeah. But... Well, it's like China.
Uh-huh.
China gets away with... copywritten stuff because of their own law and they don't give a shit.
Well, that's just barely tolerated by the government. Like, you can try and sue, but you're not going to get anything out of it. But Japan, we're friendly with them and all. So, like, that's why you don't need a visa to go there. It's because we have these agreements with them. So any lawsuit that happens here can be pushed into that. Or
it's one of those things where it was like, we didn't pursue it because it was just so, whatever.
We're not losing any money. Nobody got paid with it.
It was like this big on the thing. So yeah. I was just like, I don't care. It's kind of cool. I found out on happenstance that it was in the magazine. Yeah. I was not told, but I was just happened to be surfing the web and I was like, oh, hey,
that's our picture. Yeah.
I took that. Okay. Anyways. But yeah, I think the community, the cosplay community is becoming more aware of things like not being tagged or given credit and stuff. I think it happened a lot more in the past, but now people, like even cosplayers, are calling people out for not tagging photographers, which I think is great because I can't keep track of where my photos go all the damn time. So if you see something and, you know, and the photographer's not being tagged or credited.
Say something.
Yeah. Be like,
just
hey.
Like the TSA.
Oh.
See something, say something. That's what they push.
It is.
Anyway.
Sorry.
This week's podcast is supported by...
ourselves! Our
store. Oh. Yay! Yeah, close enough. So, if you'd like an awesome t-shirt, Holly, we have a new t-shirt. I don't know if we've actually said that.
Did I?
Kind of. Yeah, we talked about it last week.
I don't know if it was in the store last week or not. I can't remember.
Anyway.
Anyways, it's new. It's a V-neck black t-shirt.
Yes. It is the cosplay everything shirt.
Uh-huh.
So if you'd like to take a look at that shirt or buy that shirt to support us, very soft. You can go to elitecosplay.com/shop and you will have the t-shirts there. Mm-hmm. We may have a few other things coming at the end of next month, maybe beginning of the next year-ish, depending on how fast new stuff gets out, shipped to us.
It's a rough time because of the holidays.
Yes, it's a very difficult time for the holidays, but we might have more stuff coming your way. So, yes, we're excited. New products. Also,
sorry.
If you need any cosplay supplies that we've mentioned in any of our tutorial videos or any of our posing videos, that we have those little popper guns and whatnot. Anyway, all of that is available at Amazon.com. So if you visit EliteCosplay.com/Amazon, that link will redirect you to Amazon with our affiliate code. And any purchases you make that day will help benefit us. But yeah, we're excited for the next year. We've got a lot of new things coming up, so hope to share it all with you guys.
Yeah, if you live in the Orlando area as well.
Oh, right.
EliteCosplay.com/Orlando. We're doing photo shoots there. So get on that, yo. We'll probably won't be in Florida for a long time, so do it. I'm just saying, it's far. It's far. It's expensive. We're going. Do it. I've had Florida cosplayers be like, when are you coming to Florida? When are you coming to Florida? And I'm like, now. I'm coming to Florida now.
In January. January 12, 13.
14. Yeah. 12, 13, 14.
Yes. So for those 3 days, we'll be doing photo shoots in Orlando. Mm-hmm. If you know anybody that was interested or is in the South. Yeah, the South. You can...
Southeast.
Let them know and have them join us in a photo shoot. We'd love to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
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 Yeah. Okay, well, I tried finding this thing, and now I can't find it.
Oh,
so
my goodness. All right, somebody has to edit this podcast.
Okay? I mean, there was a new cosplay social media website /app, and I signed up for the beta, and they haven't allowed me to sign up for the beta, but I saw it, and I was like, I'll sign up for it, and now I don't know where it's called, so now I just sound super dumb. So... that's a thing.
All right. Excellent.
It might be on
the app that you're using, weird, which looks like Twitter. Okay,
it is,
so you're...
I call it Twits.
Okay.
What?
Twits.
I don't know.
Twits. Twitter's get on the Twits.
Twitter's too long to say. I don't know what it's called, guys.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Syllables,
it difficult. Exists. The website's black.
Wow. Black websites cosplay. Thank you.
I looked in like 3 of my emails and I still can't find it.
Oh,
so
man.
It's gone forever.
Man. Yeah. See, this is why you don't write general things down. New cosplay social media site. Thank you. There's a thing that's called Evernote or Google Keep where you can copy and paste links descriptions next to them. Oh, wow.
Shut up.
Holly likes to write everything down, and I like to use digital
stickies.
Media.
Kevin uses,
things that I can copy and paste
Google
into.
Docs. Because
it prevents these kinds of situations whenever I produce the shows.
I only found out about it because I think they followed us on Twitter, but now I think they unfollowed us. Because people do that. They follow you, and then they unfollow you because they want you to follow them.
You bastard. This is your own hole that you dug. Look at yourself.
I was trying to promote you.
And now you fail.
Now you're gone. Okay. You got anything for me this week? Are you...
Well, you waved around this notepad that was full of stuff, and so I was like, okay, I'll just follow along and let you lead today.
Okay. Last week we talked about cosplaying on public transportation. Deathbright said, I have cosplayed in public transportation, and at the start of the day it was weird, but after like 5 minutes I stopped caring. I waved to little kids, and those who knew who I was loved it.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the way to think about it.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. I think... a lot of people.
Yep.
I wish I had one of those costumes, and then like we could just do a weird cut, and then we'd both be those
the Muppets.
Those guys. What are they?
The Swedish Chef.
No.
Oh,
what
no.
Are those, like,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I forget what they're called now.
My brain. I think a lot of people that aren't familiar with cosplay or stuff like that, I think they just like a lot of them seem to get like really excited, and they're not staring at you for malicious reasons.
No, they're just
staring up because they're like, what is that? What's happening? Is something
that.
Happening? And then they ask you for like a photo or like Deathbright said, you know, kids get excited because they just, kids get excited when they see me because my hair is pink. And I think they think I'm like a cartoon character. Like there's multiple kids usually walk in front of us and they're like, Mom, look at her hair.
Yeah.
And it's like, hi. I don't know.
Fact.
Dark Maven said, I have not cosplayed on public transportation yet, though I might for next SakuraCon. I am curious about the cos makeup line. I need to buy that.
Right. We got to do that, too.
Because I am ready to slather that stuff on me and then be sad about how it's way too dark for my pale ass complexion. It'll work for you.
Maybe.
You're kind of pale now, though.
Well, it's because it's wintertime.
And yeah, no sun.
No sun.
In Seattle, the sun rises at like 8 a.m. and then sets at like 4.
So. Yeah, very short days.
Very short days. It's dark when I roll out of bed, and it's dark halfway through my workday. It's really bad.
Disney Amber said, I feel your pain, Holly, when it comes to being too pale. I usually have to buy Asian BB creams to match my skin tone. It's such a challenge to find a good foundation.
It's true.
Girl, I feel you. Kevin is...
I just go with the middle of the line.
Kevin is right in the middle of the line.
Every line. Whatever you
like,
want.
I would say middle light. Like go to the middle and then go one lighter. Yep. And that's Kevin. And he's so easy. Like, I'll just go to the store and I just like hold up stuff to his skin and I'm like, good. And then it matches his skin perfectly. There's no issues. Yeah. Your stuff's always in stock.
Yep.
I don't know. It's...
Yep. I'm the perfect...
It's so stupid to complain about like how pale I am, but it's like... It is a problem. It's like I go the lightest in the line and it's still like orange or something. And I'm like, come on. But I'm curious to see if the Cause White would work out for me.
Yeah.
I also want to try it on you because it's intended to lighten skin tones.
We should just email them and see if they can send us a sample.
Yeah.
Why not?
I want to buy the whole damn line. Or I should just write to them. Send me the whole damn line.
Yeah. Let's take
I'm going to rip
at...
it to shreds. Send me the whole damn line.
Yeah. Why not? That's a post and a half right there.
Anyways, that's all I have.
It's going to be a short podcast today, isn't it?
Baby cast.
All right.
I don't know. The last one was like 40 minutes long. Really? Sometimes they're going to be 25 minutes long. I'm guessing 25. Am I right, self?
I can't see.
I don't know. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
illycosplay.com/2016card if you want a Christmas card. That will, you know,
holiday
you have
card,
like you have like
season greeting card.
I'm sorry.
Hanukkah card, Kwanzaa card, Festivus card. Whatever. All holidays. Pagan. We love you all. Pagan card. Well, Christmas is a pagan holiday, so
kinda. Now I forgot. Oh, illycosplay.com/shop. We now have 3 shirts, guys. I'm showing you 10 fingers, but we have 3 shirts. And
episode 76. Yeah,
thanks for joining us.
76 of these now.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
We should be on like 90, but we suck, so. Yeah.
But if you have questions or things you want us to answer,
someone asked if Rebecca was coming back on the podcast. That was in the
2 weeks ago.
That was in the 2016 card in the form. You can leave a comment.
Oh, right.
So someone wrote us a really nice comment. Thank you. And was like, is Rebecca coming back? We changed the day we film podcasts. We used to film them on Saturdays. Now we film them in the middle of the week. Rebecca works graveyard. And so pretty much the whole week she's kind of zombie. Like, she sleeps until 3 and then she, you know, probably doesn't. I don't know. I just feel bad.
But we'll
try to get her back.
We'll try.
keep in mind, she does it just because she's our friend and she takes her free time away from herself to come help us out. But yeah, I know you guys love her because she's funny. So.
Yes.
I'll try to wrangle her in or bother her. We haven't talked in a little while. So yes. Trying. But
yeah.
Thank you for your comment was really nice, by the way. So thank you.
Maybe we should announce before we do the podcast like a Q&A on Twitter so people can shoot us questions and we'll try to get them answered.
Yeah, I mean that? Yeah, I mean you guys I'll do that on Twitter to remind, but if you guys have any questions or topics you'd like to hear us talk about, you can always any format, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, email, whatever, we're on all
send
of it,
send it to
so.
Us
Snapchat.
I don't have it, so I can't monitor that one.
I have a Snapchat.
I know. All right.
Thanks.
You for tuning in.
Peace.